Only eight teams remain in Division 7, and the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are one of them. It's the regional finals, or as some like to call it, the state quarterfinals. And tonight it's Saginaw MLS traveling to the green and white Laker country. Good evening and welcome to another presentation of WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's game. And alongside me, as always, is the true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Thanks, Clark. Regional championships on the line. Two of our local teams left standing. Let's see if one or if not both can't get themselves some more hardware.
Last week we saw the first set of postseason hardware find homes, and the Lakers brought home their first district championship in over 12 seasons. It was all Lakers from the get-go. Final score from the district finals, Lakers 32, Cass City 6.
Yeah, we can't say that enough. Lakers dominated this game. They had 218 yards on the ground and two touchdowns. They also passed for two more touchdowns and 133 yards through the air. Dubes and Diaz-Reyes combined for 135 of those yards. And Seth Bowles had three catches for 71 yards and a score.
It wasn't until the final 2 seconds that Cass City was able to find the end zone for the first time and only time of the night. The Red Hawks refuse to give up, and it's a good sign for future things to come for that program.
Absolutely, and they're an underclassman-heavy team, so a lot of guys are going to be coming back next year. Keep in mind, that was their first time even in the playoffs since 2006, so they got a lot of bright things going their way. And just to mention a couple, one of them, Nick Perry, a freshman, had 12 carries for 85 yards, led the offense on that for that team. Bright future ahead of him, head coach Scott Cuthrell. His son will be back next year, so a lot of key factors coming back for Cass City next year.
In other area games in Division 8, the Harbor Beach Pirates secured their fourth straight district championship on a Saturday afternoon game. They defeated Waterford Our Lady of the Lakes 39-21, and despite what the final score showed, it was actually a very close game.
Yeah, and it was, and actually that at halftime, that was the first time Harbor Beach had trailed at the half all season. They were down 13-14, but in the second half, that outstanding defense came to play as they recovered a fumble. On the strip, they had two interceptions, two defensive touchdowns in the fourth quarter to seal that game. The only thing that really made that game close were two costly turnovers by Harbor Beach in the first half. You throw those out, they actually dominated that game.
This weekend, again, we'll be doing double duty for coverage, as tonight it's the Lakers and Saginaw MLS, and tomorrow the Harbor Beach Pirates hosting the Morenci Bulldogs. Coming up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, we'll break down the area playoff games, host our media roundtable, and take an inside look at our game tonight, Saginaw MLS at Lakers, on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
$5. What can you get for $5 anymore? Well, thanks to Thumb Cellular's new carryover data, with any phone on the 4G Everything plan, for just $5 a month, you get to carry over any of your unused data into future months. For a $10 upgrade to the Everything plan, you double your data to 10 gigs, and any unused data automatically carries over from month to month. Stop into your nearest Thumb Cellular office and check out all the new phones that have arrived just in time for Christmas, like the LG G3 with a better resolution screen than the iPhone 6 Plus, a higher resolution front and rear camera than the iPhone 6 Plus, and a faster processor and more battery life than the iPhone 6 Plus. And it's just $199. Terms of service apply. So this Christmas season, treat yourself to a new smartphone and carry over your unused data only from your local cellular provider, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 holiday sales event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move, with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offers valid in U.S., subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 12/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs are not intended for on-road use.
Tonight's WLEW Sports presentation of Lakers hosting the Saginaw MLS Cardinals is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Ball Equipment of Sandusky in Richmond, Randy's Hunting Center of Mad Hacks, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, Agar Valley Services, DS Services Incorporated of Cass City, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Signature Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Harjo's Ben Franklin, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bannex, Bilikowski of Ameriprise, and Pigeon IGA. Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE. Make the switch today and be the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast a copyright presentation of MHSA and Thumb Broadcasting. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution is strictly prohibited. Mark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call tonight, and your broadcast team tonight is truly the A-team of high school broadcast crews across the state of Michigan. Doing the numbers, it's our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, our Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson, then, of course, Dave Hansen, in-game analysis, and I'm Clark Ramsey, your play-by-play announcer and host. The pleasure is all ours for you to join us on the WLA Sports tonight. Saginaw MLS at Lakers on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Don't forget to join in on the conversation. Go to Twitter and simply type in the search tab for WLEW Sports and click the follow button. Receive in-game updates, live stats, and even photos from the game. It's all on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports. Well, it's a bit better weather this time around as our broadcast team is back in Laker country for the second and third straight week, although I'm quite certain that anything from 2 weeks ago, which I felt like a hurricane, it was better than last week was beautiful. This week, I wrote this script before. We had a sudden blizzard about two minutes ago, just finished up here, and there's snow everywhere.
Absolutely, but it's just as nice as last week as far as I'm concerned, because 2 weeks ago, that was a nightmare. That was just crazy weather.
Each of the eight divisions in the MHSA playoffs started with 32 teams, and now that is cut down to eight surviving foes. After this weekend, they'll be cut down to four in the state semifinals. It's been 2002 since Lakers made it to the Final Four. But for Saginaw MLS in the semifinals, well, we have to go even back further to a great year in history, 1989.
Absolutely. One of the best years in history, if you ask me. So that was a long time ago. Obviously, 25 years ago,
as we
know pretty well.
25 years ago, I'd say. Your broadcast team tonight is pulling a double shift. As after we conclude tonight's broadcast, we'll have about 12 hours to regroup, and it's back to the press box in Harbor Beach. Also joining us in tomorrow's broadcast, our sideline correspondent, is John Mooney.
Oh, I couldn't pick anybody better there, Clark. That'll be entertaining for everyone listening. And obviously deciding which game to do is too difficult to do, so I'm on board. Let's do both of them.
Tomorrow's broadcast, Morenci and Higher Reach, will begin at 1:10 p.m. with pregame coverage starting with kickoff at 2 p.m. In tonight's game, though, a lot of fans, primarily the Laker Loudmouths, the student section here at Laker High, are confident in their team. And they went to Twitter on it as I called them out and said, hey, Lakers, what do you think that your prediction is? Unfortunately, they didn't give me a score. They just said Lakers are going to win. So that's kind of a given a little bit, I guess. But a lot of support out there for the Lakers squad tonight. Then up next on your WLW Sports pregame show, we'll be joined by Paul P. Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune for our famed Media Roundtable. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network, and your home for high school football.
Get into hunting season.